from Slim Weisbart.
Next year, you're very lucky because tomorrow night is open questions. So that means there's one way to need to come tomorrow.
Question time. So
it's
even better. I don't mind if you do that. The Maestro said tomorrow. I just want to tell you your question. Good question. We have actually touched on this question. Very good question. But if you keep for tomorrow, Mr. Nader, someone asked before. We're not sure. See, we've only got one question for tomorrow. You see, Marosha, it was a good question. It's a good question. Sorry. If no one asks, that's what we've got for. Okay. Okay, Rabbi. Last week we spoke about the topic of Boira. We spoke about clearing up toys in the room. So we gave various suggestions of toys that are in the room and you want to clear out. We went through different scenarios. Basically, what we said was that one option is to get the children to play with the toys. Let's say you've got a whole array of toys. Yeah. You got the dolls with the cars and everything. You got the cat, everything you got on the floor. So what you can do is you can tell the children, for example, right, who's going to play with the cat? Let's build something nice with cat. So all the, let's say the boys will go to the cat, take all the cat out and start building. So once they've built something there, you've got all the cat in one area. Now it's all by itself, so you can put all that away. And you tell the girls, for example, to play with the dolls. So the girls start playing with the dolls, the dolls frowns out, they start playing with the dolls, they've got all the dolls separately. Once you've got the dolls separately, then you've got no problem either. Because then you can, you can put them all away as they are. And who are they? That's how you can do it. That's option number one. Option number two is leave the room as it is. That's not such an easy option, but you could leave the room as it is. Another option we said is to put all the toys in the bag. You put them all in the toys in the bag and sort it out the shutters. And the fourth option we gave was, another option was to take them, throw them down the ground, and disperse it in that way. That was the Hetin Hilchos. What we said last time. Yeah, that was the thing for toys. Today, we want to discuss a very interesting thing. As this happened in the past, you know, you go and help in the kitchen. You go and help, Marshall, you finish the main course, for example, yeah? You go and finish the main course. So you take all the plates together, pile the plates together. You've got all the knives and forks on the plate. You go to the dustbin, and you scrape off all the dirt into the dustbin. Nothing wrong. But what happens then is one of the cutlery falls into the dustbin. Yeah? Now, lechera, you've got a problem. Because. The first thing you have to know is we said this right at the beginning. There's always klal number one is there's a klal gadol in Hilchos Boira that Boira is only a problem as a mixture. So you have to know when your knife or fork has fallen into the dustbin. Have you got anything in there? I mean, have you got anything which is a mixture? For example, if you've got a full dustbin and the knife is lying mummish on the top, or the fork is mummish on the top, and that's not a problem. That's not called mix. But what happens often is it's not like that. And the knife was sunk to the bottom. And it's a mixture. So what do you do, Rabbi? So what's the options? What? Yeah, I know your wife would be happy to do that. I wouldn't know
about it.
Oh, so one option is very good. What you could do is you could take out the knife, lechera, and use it for something. You have to wash it first, of course, so they don't use it as it is.
Can you dig salt?
So now you got, that's an interesting shy now. You've got a lot of muxa in there, yeah? So you, what? He's talking about you're moving muxa.
Yeah, but you can't even see it.
Yeah, so that's that I have to know. Tomorrow, moving muxa indirectly, the chur, to get something, the chur, that'd be better. But what you'd have to do is inquire out, you're worried about washing it. You'd have to wash the knife. Don't use it without washing it, otherwise you'd be in trouble. It's not good, yeah? So take the knife out, wash the knife, and then use it for something. And that will be a simple solution.
How do you have to move away? Besides the muxa things, if you've got the herring with onions on top of it, whatever it is.
Herring with onions?
I'm talking about in a herring bowl.
Yeah.
I told you this before, I once asked the Rav a certain child on a food item. I want to know what broch to make on the food item. He said to me, he doesn't pass unless you bring the food along. He has to taste it first. I'm telling you, bring your herring along here. And we can't.
A bowl of fruit. Yeah. You want to get your orange, and your orange is right at the bottom, and you've got loads of this, a mixture of fruit at the top.
This is a proper mixture. If you've got layers on top of layers.
You move away,
no, Pastor, you can't do that. What are you going to do?
Same thing with the dustbin.
Well, you're taking the Pesachus off if you move it. First of all, in the Taruvus itself, it's not called moving. Yeah, we said this. In the Taruvus itself, moving to the side of a Taruvus is not a problem. So if you're in the bowl, that's a good catch, actually. You should also come tomorrow night with this question. It's a good question. You've got a good question. In your fruit bowl, you've got a whole load of fruit there. Apples, oranges, pears, peaches. And your plum is at the bottom. So can you take the apple off and the orange off to get to your plum?
No.
Very good. That's taking bad from good. Even though you're going to get to your good, you can't take the bad away from the good. But in the bowl itself, you can maneuver it around. It stays in the bowl around. You can maneuver it that the plum gets on the top. That you can do. You can mix it in the bowl itself. Or what's another option, Rabbi Yisai? Very good. So what you can do is take the whole bowl, tip it onto the table, it runs out, and then you can let your thing. That's how you can do it. So with your chopped herring, I don't know if you can do that with your herring. You can mix it around with your herring. Yeah.
Still haven't found how to get the
knife
out of the
dustbin. One minute. Supposed to be a whole share this, you know, I can't do it in 1 minute. Yeah? It's like, okay, that's what you can do. So Lechaira, you can do that. You could in your herring, you could do this. Lechaira, we said this with a chollet. This is a good thing with a chollet. Someone's got a chollet. It's got potatoes and onions and whatever else you put inside there. Pump the meat that he wants. He only wants meat. And the meat's right at the bottom. So what do you do? So you could either scoop it around inside there, maneuver it around, that you get the meat which is the bottom to the top, and that way you could take the top out, then you could take it then. That's how you have to do it. Yeah, that would be an eitzah. So lechaira now, with your rubbish, with your knife or your fork in the dustbin, whatever it is, lechaira, the only eitzah is, either one eitzah is to wait love Shabbos. That's not a very good eitzah. That's eitzah number one, is to wait, you have to wait, it's not an option. The other eitzah is to take out the knife, use the knife, I say wash it first, use it, and then you're taking oakland up soilus, you're using it straight away, and you take it, yeah, okay, that'd be a heter.
But you don't have.
If the knife's at the bottom, or more or less down near the bottom of the bin, how are you going
to
get to the knife?
You're not allowed to
bit. Watch it with a
mortar. Yeah.
So you have to maneuver it. You can put your hand and maneuver it indirectly. I mean, you're moving the mortar, you mean?
Yeah.
Right, keep that for tomorrow. I haven't thought about that. That's the mortar. I think we're going to be a long shear tomorrow night.
Yeah, you have to mix the whole thing around.
He's asking us to move moxies. He's trying to
mix it all around as well, the same idea.
He's asking how can you move the moxies.
If you can, it's still not a problem.
Yeah. No, but normally you can see the knife. Stop shot, you can't see it at all. It's not mummy. It just fell in now. Stop shot, everything's falling on top of it. If a child, you're right. If a child's.
You're missing a spoon, Wes.
Yeah, that's true. That's much worse. That's true. He's right what he says, actually. That's much worse, that case. That could be much worse. Someone's cleared that. And the lovely spoon you got from Auntie Yonkin, whatever her name is in America, was a special spoon, which was very, very special, is missing. It's not there. The only thing must have been got put in the dustbin. So now that's much worse, everything's covering it. Yeah? Normally, when you realise your mistake straight away, so it's normally lying on something, you can put it out, yeah? It's not such a problem. This case is much worse. When it's covered over, then it's much worse. So then the chur, you have to wait, last Shabbat. You're asking about muksa, I have to think about the muksa one I have to think about. So the chur, it's a bit of a problem. I just want to mention one thing, because this is a big mistake people make. I told you over here, a very simple solution is to take the knife out and use it. So some people come along, I think some even people said that even from the shir over here, they've got no problem with making a fruit salad on the Shabbos. A long time before you need it. What do you do? The boshel, you want to make a fruit salad. But you want to go to shul. So you want to make your fruit salad, make the whole fruit salad. You take 10 apples, 10 pears, 10 peaches, 10 bananas, whatever it is. Mix it all together. Make a lovely fruit salad. And you know what? I'll have a little bit of the fruit salad before I go to shul. So I've used it. I'll have a bit. I'll taste a bit. Yeah. Make it first, whatever. I'll have a bit of the salad. And then I've used it straight away. Is that allowed or is it? Why not? You don't need 10 apples and 10 peaches and 10 pears and 10 bananas for your small little
portion.
But you don't need so much for one portion. You just do one apple, one pear, one peach then. This is a trick, this haroma, that chur doesn't work. It has to make realistic. When we spoke about a kiddush, for example, you've got a bag of all different things in a bag, you've got crisps, bizzly and all things, and you take out each bag and you sample from each bag, let's say one crisp or one bizzly, that's okay. Because you can't get the bag out, you have to have something to take the bag out, you have to have one crisp or one bag, that makes sense. But to make a whole fruit salad just on the basis that you want to have a small salad, that's not enough. That is not allowed to be done. So you have to have that to help. That won't help you. So this head. Yeah, all these things. Egg and onions also involves boiling. Right? You've got a few problems with boiling egg and onion. You've got the peeling of the eggs, peeling of the onions. You've got a few problems there. So the mice are there. All these things have to be done mamish near to the time of use. You can't say I'm going to have a little small little bit of it after I've made it. That was sampled. That's not enough. That's not a heter. Because you don't, it's a bluff. The whole thing is a bluff. You don't need to use 10 eggs and 10 onions, whatever it is, to make a small little bit. So that's l'chayra not allowed to be done. Okay. So l'chayra, that will be the eighth of the night. We have to speak about mukta. Mukta, I have to think about what to do. Mukta's right. I missed that one halacha in Hilchos Boira, which I forgot to mention. And that is, we always spoke about that you can't take the bad from the good. That means you've got a mixture of fruit on the table, and you don't like the pears. You can't take all the pears out. That's not allowed to be done. That's called psoiles min ha'ochel. That is not allowed to be done. There is a shitta in the Rishonim, which the Bria Locha brings down, is what about just before you're going to eat? That means I'm holding an item in my hand, for example, fish with bones inside. That means it's on my fork. I haven't put it in my mouth yet, but it's on my fork, and I can see some bones in the fish. Is that a heter to take the bones out already? That's so near to me eating, maybe that's called derech achila mamash. So this is the Bi'ah Locha in the beginning of Shin Yotess. In Shin Yotess, Steve Dalit. Yeah, that would be a big eight then, actually. Just before you want to eat. For a person, before he wants to eat, he's going to, what you call it, he takes out, he's got bones with fish in. He's got fish with bones in. He's got, what is it, bones with fish or fish with bones? Sure. Fish with bones. Fish with bones. He's got fish with bones in. So he puts it on his fork, or he puts it on his spoon, or whatever, and he sees all the bones there. He doesn't want to put them in his mouth like that, so he wants to pick out the bones as it is. Mamish, that's somoch la'achila. That means when it's in a bowl and you're not eating it mamish yet, that could be worse. This is maybe better. So the Bi'ah Locha in Shin Yotess, Steve Dalud, brings down actually a machlokes rishonim about this. Shin Yotess, Steve Dalud. The Ma'aseh, yeshli estapik im shem boir muna daku shaboir mikodim, if you do it beforehand, im be'esa achila gufa, she'oiches be'yoda, he's holding the item in his hand, v'roitze lecha, and he wants to eat mamish, he's ready for eating, he's ready to put it in his mouth, moitzi ap soiles u'mashlichoi, and then he wants to take out the soiles and throw it out, is that a problem itself? Is it shayach boir or not? On that he brings the machlokes rishonim, actually. He doesn't like it. The Ma'aseh, the Bi'ah Locha says at the end of the day, one should not be lenient for this. One should not be lenient for this thing and rely on the Rishonim who say that you can. What? The bones? Yeah, okay. I mean, yeah, that's one solution. But sometimes, I don't know what other, you can have chicken, for example. Be the same, chicken might be the same thing, yeah? Whatever. I mean, you could have other food items, the moshe, which you're eating. You want to eat it mamish now, and it's got in it soiles ha'ochel. Just as you put it on your knife, you're ready mamish to eat it.
Can you take the fish off? Like that?
That you can definitely do. If that's oichel, that's definitely alright. Take the fish off. To scrape the fish off is definitely okay to be done. That's the oichel, there's no shy about that. That's definitely alright. We're talking about it's much easier to take the bones out. You prefer to take the bones out.
Some of those fish bones are quite substantial. You know, it gives the spine.
Yeah. So the Ma'aseh, the Bi'ah Locha at the end, is not happy with this. He doesn't really like this. And he says, the Ma'aseh, it's better not to do this, yeah? He's noted the Hakmi one shouldn't use it. But there is an interesting halacha of this, and that is in a little bit later, Shin Yotess, Siv Tezayin. Very interesting halacha here, which does help a little bit. In Shin Yotess, Siv Tezayin. Ma'im Yeshbem Tiloy. It's got some insects inside. Yeah, okay, most of us wouldn't drink this. I don't know. Let's say it's got bits of wood or something inside. It's got something inside it. It's an interesting halacha. Mutzel Ishtoisin, you can drink it al yidei mapa, through a cloth. I mean, for example, someone puts a handkerchief around his mouth, he takes the cup inside, which has got bits of things in there, which is not very pleasant to eat, and he drinks the cup. As he's drinking, the handkerchief, which is by his mouth, acts as a barrier. That stops the psoilus, the bad things coming in. That is called bishas achila mamish. While a person is eating, literally is eating, that is what to do. There's no boira then. Certainly, when food is in your mouth, for example, the marshal, for example, someone's got a watermelon, he's got pips inside his watermelon, yeah? So he doesn't like these pips, so what he does is, it's not very pleasant to do, I always say, this doesn't happen in my house, I don't do it, I'm just telling you, this is what could happen, yeah? What you can do is, you've got pips in your mouth, so if a person doesn't like this, he doesn't like the pips inside, there's nothing wrong with while it's in his mouth, he can maneuver his melon to the side, and the pips he can just spit out. That is mutter. That's called boira derech achila. Boira, which is done during eating mamish, is mutter. Whether you can actually handle the pip, that's a bit of your shadow with the shadow muksa. The pip is muksa pashas, yeah? So that's a bit of a question. Who had in the fishbone? You've got fishbone and you're eating fish, and you've got fish bones in your mouth while you're eating. You can see, you can feel the fish bones there. Can you maneuver it in such a way that a fish bone comes out? That lechay is mutter, but to take it out with your hand could be a question of moksa. That's a bit of a question. That's a bit of an interesting point there. Certainly, to maneuver it with your mouth and spit it out the bone, that is certainly mutter. Whether you can handle it, that's an interesting question. That some possible hold that's not a problem with moksa, some hold it is. That's the beauty of this religion, you can't go wrong.
What have you got in your hand? You're putting it in your hand.
What?
It's in your mouth, in your hand, it's like saying.
No, it's not. That's a shiloh. Can you hand it with your hand? The hand could be worse. While it's in your mouth, it started as an oichel, yeah? So when it went into your mouth, it was definitely mutter. The question is now, can you pull the pip out of your hand? That is moving the mukta. That could be worse. That's a bit of a shiloh than an apostle wants to do.
As mukta,
not as boira. I say, while it's in your mouth, there's no problem with boira. There's no problem with boira while it's in your mouth. Spit it out without touching your hand. You can spit it out with your hand, maneuver it in your mouth, and it gets out in such a way that you spit it out. Yeah?
You can do it
in such a way. That's it's not there. You do it when no one's watching. Make sure no one's watching when you do it. That's true. One more interesting thing, which the Maestro, we also touched on, so I want to spend a bit of time on this actually. And that's a very interesting halacha now. Is someone, for example, let's say, he went to his cupboard on Friday night, and he took his suit out for Shabbos morning. It was mixed. They're talking about a mixture of all the suits. He's got quite a few suits, and assortments of suits. He's got a blue suit, a black suit, a green suit. He's got loads of suits he's got in the cupboards. And he knows Shabbos morning, his wife is going to be sleeping in the room. So he wants to take his suit out on Friday night. So he goes on Friday night to the cupboards. He takes out his nice blue suit, and he puts it hanging outside the room for tomorrow morning. Mutter also, I would say. Also, how can you make it mutter? You wear it. If you wear it for a short amount of time, it's mutter. He didn't wear it. He didn't wear it. He's not in mind to wear it.
Sure.
If it's...
That's
so nice. It's interesting. If it's on one hanger, and you can't take out the jacket without the thing, then look, you can take out the whole thing and just wear one part. But very often you can take one out without the other, yeah? And then you have to wear both. How long you have to wear it for? I must say, today I saw a chiddush from someone, he said about 1 or 2 hours. I don't know why you should have to wear it so long. I can't understand why you should need to wear it so long. The chiddush, a few minutes should be good enough. As long as you have some purpose out of it, I don't know why that should be so long. Not sure. Anyway, the maestro, what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to wear it. He didn't wear it. And he took it out, and then he went downstairs and learned Mr. Baruch. He learned Hilchos Boira, I believe or not. He said, shock his life. He said, what have I done? Now, can you wear the suit on Shabbos morning? Yeah. Very quiet, very quiet.
Thomas, you did tell me,
that's my question. You just got the question. In a nutshell, you got the question. What?
He
did a master boy, my friend.
Yeah, but he
doesn't it's true, he didn't change it. If someone carried an item on Shabbos, the master is also tabang on from it. So this is halacha in Shin Yud Ches, very interesting halacha this actually. Someone does an aveira on Shabbos. So hopefully we're not amazed. We're talking about the shaykh, yeah? Halacha is in Shin Yud Ches. Halacha is, the main halacha is, we're going to see, it's not simple as that. Make sure you'll come tomorrow, boy, because I'm stopping in the middle here, yeah? In Shin Yud Ches, the halacha is, in Siv Aleph, the Mechaber speaks about our bishul actually, and the Mechaber says in Shin Yud Ches, someone who did an aveira, let's forget about amazed for the time being, but shaykh, Osu boy by yoim gam lacherim. It's also for everyone on that day. But shoygig is also for everyone. Well, le'erev on motzei Shabbos mutter gam lo miyat. It's mutter him straight away. The chayra, what comes out? Hold on a minute. It comes out that on Shabbos, the vayli you cannot use that item. Yes.
Yeah, but if it's on a Friday night, it's still Shabbos. You still consider that maybe during the day, later in the day, so on Shabbos you can wear it. Yeah. But you have to wait motzei Shabbos. If he goes let's say it's the Shabbos Friday night, and he goes to bed, then it's a different day.
It's nice, my friend. Shabbos is one day. It's all for one day. You've got to wait till Motzei Shabbos. You have to wait till Motzei Shabbos.
It's one long day.
Shabbos is one long day. I hear what you're saying, but the night is one long day. Yeah, but Rabbi, you know that. But I don't know if that, I'm not sure if that was like, L'chor, it's all one day. It's Osir the Shabbos. I think the Loshen is Osir ad Erev. What's the Loshen? No, but Erev means the Motzei Shabbos then. You have to wait the Motzei Shabbos.
Yeah?
So Rabbi said, the Vailer, I'm telling you now, it's not as simple as what I'm telling you. I'm just telling you now. L'chor, the Shulchan Aruch, if you come out, someone doesn't have Erev Rishayim on Shabbos. It's also for him on that day. He's allowed to have it on Motzah Shabbos. There's no difference between the person who did the Aveira and for others as well. There's no difference in that way. They all have to wait till Motzah Shabbos. So L'chayah, someone did Boirim on the safe. He picked up the safer. It was a mixture. He picked up the safer of Issa. It was a Taruvus, a mixture. I know you don't like this, but he picked up the safer in a mixture. He took it out. You can't learn from that safer. No one's allowed to use that for that day. All right, better stop there, everybody. It's true, and I mean, it was done. That's a
cupboard of food called a mixture.